Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to another episode of It Is So Podcast with Erica Shantae, where we talk all things restoration. Erica Shantae, what's the word? The word is partnership. Let's define partnership according to Webster. A relationship usually involving close cooperation between two parties, having specified joint rights and responsibilities. Partnership. I want to be partnered with the Holy Spirit. Period. Period, point blank. End of the discussion. If the Holy Spirit did not say so, I'm not doing it. If the Holy Spirit is not leading me, I'm not going. If the Holy Spirit said, stay right here, I'm going to stay right here. And that's just that on that. Period. Like, that needs to be our righteous resolve. God is not going, I'm not going. You know how if there's a function and we be like, hey, who all gonna be there? Why do we ask that question? We ask that question because if there's gonna be certain people there that I don't want no dealings with, I'm not going. I need to know who pulling up because that's gonna determine if I come. Because then I know what type of time we gonna have. And that's where we need to be. Partner with the Holy Spirit. It's only right. The Holy Spirit has been sent to guide us, to lead us into all truth. We have an expected end. All of us do. And in order to get there, in order to get to destiny, I need to be partner with the one who knows my destiny, who knows the end from the beginning, who has everything already mapped out. Who knows the good, the bad, the ugly, the indifferent, the impossible, who's able to make the impossible possible. I need to be partnered with this person. And this just so happens to be the Holy Spirit, his will over mine. We got to get to a point where we're seeking daily the approval of God's hand. Seeking daily the heart and the mind of God. I want God's mind and heart to be in every decision. I want there to be fruit. I want there to be evidence that I'm with him. I believe it's Exodus where Moses was basically saying, listen, if God is not going, God, if you don't go with us, don't make us leave from where you are right now. Like, I want to be here with you. So if you're not going, I don't want to go. And don't make us leave. Like, that's almost like a plea. You know, sometimes we want to decide things on our own because we've been given free will, right? We get to make that decision. But sometimes those decisions, they're fruit of those decisions clearly let us know that we were not in step with the Holy Spirit. We made the decision on our own. So what does that look like in the natural? Basically, we build a foundation. We build a house on our foundation, and then we want God's stamp of approval at the end. And it don't work like that. God is nowhere in that house. Like, you didn't consider him when you were building it. You didn't ask him, was this piece of land was going to be, you know, if it was going to be beneficial to what was going to come after you built, you know what I'm saying, said house or, you know, said property right here. You didn't ask any questions. You went ahead with your grown self, okay? You went ahead and made those decisions, but now you want God's stamp of approval at the end, and then you're going to say, oh, look what me and God did. And God was nowhere up in that. Daily, we should say, okay, God, what's on your mind and on your heart concerning this decision? Is this something that I should be doing right now? Is this something that I should wait to embark on? Are these people right for me? Am I moving in the direction and at the pace that you want me to move? Am I going too fast? Do I need to pick up the pace? Am I going too slow? We don't ask those questions, or we ask those questions, but we don't stick around to figure out the answer because it's wrapped up in everything that most of the time we didn't plan for ourselves. We want God's authority to be exercised in the earth. Right? On earth as it is in heaven. Whatever heaven has spoken about me, I want to see it in real time. So in order to get what heaven has spoke on earth, I need to be in direct alignment. I need to be in step with the Holy Spirit. As he's calling me, as he's leading me, as he's guiding me, I'm walking alongside him. I'm in partnership with him. I'm including him in every thought. I'm casting down any thoughts that tries to exalt itself above what the word has said about me. And the only way that I can know that if my steps are aligning with God is if I'm listening to his word, I'm reading his word, I'm getting revelation, and I'm aligning my steps with the word of God. So what happens when we begin to build things on a foundation that is not God? The rain comes, which it will. The wind is going to come. It's going to tear everything down. And we're going to have to start over. And that's when that feeling of defeat is going to come in play. Oh my goodness, now I have to start over. I got to start back at square one. Now those feelings of self-doubt, shame, guilt, condemnation, unworthiness are all going to come in. And they're going to make you feel as though because you aren't strong enough, you will never get to the ending factor. And we begin to rely on self-reassurance, so rely on our own strength. And no, God is like, if you just would have built with me in the first place, I would have shown you. I would have given you step by step. I would have called you into things that were bigger than you. Because most of the time, honestly, y'all, we have a picture in mind and compare that to what God wants to do in our life. What he wants to bring to our life is so small. It's so minuscule compared to the bigger picture that God has in mind. But if we don't open up our thoughts, open up our heart, open up our way and our will to be crushed. Let me say that again, because I know we got to take a deep breath right there. Open up our will to be crushed. God, the very thing you told me to write the vision and make it plain, I did. He did. He told us to write it and make it plain, but at the same time, he also told Abraham to take his son, the one that he prayed for, his only son, up to be sacrificed. Are you willing to take the promise up to be sacrificed? I know. Take a deep breath. It's all right. But let our will be crushed. Because guess what? Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane said, nevertheless, not my will, but your will. What did he recognize in that moment? His will was less. Our will is less compared to the Father, compared to the Creator of the universe, who knows all, sees all, hears all, understands all. Let it be crushed and then allow the Holy Spirit to guide you, to lead you into all truth. And he'll help you. He'll help you not rely on yourself. What does the enemy do? The enemy is going to continue to fight us to keep us out of the presence of God, because he knows in the presence of God, nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. Our thoughts, especially how we feel. If we can get out of our feelings about something, I promise you, everything else will be okay. That's when the Holy Spirit can come in and he can do his work through us. But if we stay on the mountain of our feelings, we got a long way down. And we're going to feel everything on the way down. And when you get to the bottom, what are those feelings going to do? Those feelings are going to settle on top of you and make you think that you can never rise again. After everything that you've built, After everything that you thought of, right. After everything that you didn't check your boxes, You done dotted your I's, you done crossed your T's, crossed your X's, and it failed. Gotta be willing to partner with God. It's the foundation, the firm foundation. And guess what? When we do that, when we partner with the Holy Spirit, we're letting Him know, I trust you. I don't know about y'all, but I don't trust me. I'm flesh. I can crumble. We can crumble at any given moment. Feelings are fleeting. I know y'all have heard me say that before in previous episodes, but I'm going to keep reiterating it so that we don't build a tent there. Our feelings are fleeting. We're asking God to prove what has not been processed. I want to go through this process of learning to depend on you. In that process of learning to depend on God, to depend on the Holy Spirit to lead us, to guide us, that means I'm not going to be happy every day. Why? Because I have to dot my will. I'm going to have to bite my tongue. I'm going to have to read and reread and then read again over something that I thought I was good on, but somewhere I missed something. Because the things that I have gone through have allowed me to hear differently. That's why we have to ask the Holy Spirit to fine tune our ears. What are you saying? Did I hear correctly what you said? Or did I have blockers on? Did I have something that happened in my past or that I'm going through currently that allowed me to filter in a different way? We have to repent. Father, I've made some moves. I've done some things too quickly. I've moved too slowly in some areas, Father. And sometimes I ask for your stamp of approval and not your foundation to build on. So please forgive me and show me how to come out of this. Show me how to rise from the ruins, how to build in the ruins. Because I still want to see the promised land. I still want to house you. Show me what's inside of me that is an enemy to me housing the Holy Spirit. I want to partner with you. We have to agree. I want to be in covenant with you. God says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Just be led. Especially when we're coming into a new year or a new quarter. We're ready to do so many things. Our best foot forward sometimes is the wrong move. Hear me what I'm saying. Our best foot forward, what we think, what we feel, how we've managed to see the situation playing out, can be the wrong move if it's not in the right direction and partner to who it needs to be partnered to. Got to think about it. We want to give God a new yes. When women are getting married, they go and they pick out a dress, right? You have to be correctly dressed for where you're getting ready to go next. And sometimes our clothes can definitely tell us who we've been connected to. Just think about it. As the times change, the eras change, so does our clothes. What's trending, what we're wearing, what our friends are wearing, who we decide to hang around. If we are dressed and partner with the Holy Spirit, guess what we cannot have on? Clothes from our old seasons. Come on, Lazarus. Come on about that grave. And guess what? Remove those grave clothes, because you're not getting ready to go into this next season saying that you have had an encounter. Come on. Saying that you've had an encounter with God and you still dress like your last season. The brides have to say what? They have a show. Are they? I don't know if they had a show, or I know they had one. I don't know if they still have one. Say yes to the dress. You have to what? Agree to what you're getting ready to put on. Lazarus had to come up out them clothes. Huh? so that he can walk into his next season knowing like, hey, look, I've been with God. This is what he did. He allowed me to come out of a dead place. He called me out of a dead place. And not only did he call me out of a dead place, but he changed my clothes. God wants to give you that garment of praise for the garment of heaviness that you have on, but you have not partnered with him. You have not relinquished your rights, your will. Hold on, let's reverse that train because I just heard something. You have not relinquished your right to be right. You want to be right. You want to have all the answers. You want to know every step of the way before it happens. Why? So you can mess it up. So you can talk yourself out of it. Hold on, let me unpack there. Because sometimes we mask and think that it's imposter syndrome. No, it's not. You're prideful. You don't want to surrender your way because you have set up countless of hours and thought about this thing, and you have seen all of the or thought of all of the ways that it can go wrong, the ways that it can go right, and in your mind you think you have a good end all be all. And I'm sorry, but you're not that smart. In comparison, because I felt y'all tighten up. Hey, I felt y'all tighten up. Don't tighten up. Don't tighten up. Don't tighten up. You're not that smart in comparison to God's wisdom. His wisdom is infinite. It's otherworldly. Literally, you're not that smart in comparison to God. It, be okay with that. I don't want to be smarter than God. I don't even want to exasperate or exhaust myself. I'm going to be then blew a fuse, literally. I don't want to think that I'm smarter than God or try to map out something and say, okay, I'm going to present this to you. Go ahead and sign your name right here. No. Father, show me the way. God literally told Abraham, go to the place that I will show you. What do we know about faithful feet? Faithful feet follow. And you don't really want to be led of the Holy Spirit. You just don't want to be led. And sometimes we have to start there. Let that be your start. Father, whatever is an enemy to me being led of you, Father, reveal it. So that you can heal it, so that I cannot move in a way, Father God, that is displeasing to what heaven has spoke about me, what you have said, and what you know will happen in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. That is better. That's your foundation. That's where you want to start. Not, oh, I'm 25 steps in, and Father, I kind of want to go here, but I'm just waiting on you to tell me. And then they'll lead us into trying to get all these different prophecies. And we're Google searching this and Google searching that and trying to get answers and trying to constantly go through different search engines until it aligns with what we think we heard. No, sorry. No, ma'am. No, sir. No turkey. No ham. Mm-mm. We have to do the work. The latter part of that that description that I gave y'all for partnership, the definition, I mean, it says joint rights and responsibility. So it lets us know we have a right to be partnered with God. Why? Because I knew you before you were in your mother's womb. We come from him. We come from partnership. He sent us. But just like he sent us, he also sent the Holy Spirit to guide us. We're never without him. He's Emmanuel. So why would you want to do your life without him? If it don't make sense, it's not true. Period. And he's the way, the truth, and the life. Like, we have to understand the rights that we have as children of God. And responsibilities. We have a responsibility when we're partnered with God. We're going to have to do the work. That's all there is to it. Will the work test our faith? Absolutely. Absolutely. It's going to test what you know on all levels, at all fronts, at all costs. Why? Because there's a level of awareness that we have to come into, to come into agreement, to be partnered, to walk this thing out called life with God. And so sometimes we're going to feel like we're being picked on because it's going to hurt our flesh. It's going to bruise our ego. But guess what? I'd rather be picked on and be partnered. I'd rather be plucked out of these friendships, but be partnered. I'd rather be plucked out of relationships, but be partnered with the Holy Spirit, because he will lead me and guide me into the relationships and friendships and friend circles that I need. That is going to be a part of my destiny. If you're not a part of my destiny, the Holy Spirit will remove you, but I need to be partnered so that I can discern better. Yes, this process is going to have us to be in suffering sometimes. We want to reign with him, but we don't want to suffer. This process is going to cause us some pain, but it's okay. Greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. This is why you have so much pressure, because you're becoming something greater than the clay. We're the clay, y'all. We're just the clay. The Holy Spirit dwells on the inside of us. We house him, or we should house him. That's true partnership. We want to produce much fruit. Only way that we can do that is if we're partnered with the Holy Spirit. Partnership will cost you. Absolutely. Even just think about it in the natural aspect. When you're going into business, you're going to have to sit down with a partner, with your partner. You're going to have to come up with a game plan. You're going to have to say, okay, well, hey, in order to have this business deal, we need to, you know, kind of draw back here in our finances. We need to invest this. We need to get rid of this. We need to add this. You're going to have to pick some things and look through some things and say, okay, hey, we're going to get rid of this. We're going to add this. But you guys are working towards a bigger picture and an end goal. But in order to stand in that agreement, in order to get to that much fruit, something has to go into the ground. Something has to die. And it just so happens to be our will. Sorry. I know you had all your plans, everything mapped out, and it looked good, it sounded good, and that's fine. Not saying that you cannot, but make sure before you make any steps, you bring that to God and say, does this align with what you have spoken? And if it does not, sit with me, show me how to make this first step. Where I need to be, if I'm in the right posture, if I'm aligned correctly, if the people that are in my life right now are aligned with what you have said, and are they going to be a part of my destiny? And if not, give me the grace, okay, to let them go so that I can get to where you want me to be. And guess what? If I'm that enemy, because most of the time we be looking to pinpoint and blame shift and pick out other people. Oh, it's they fall. God, if I'm the enemy, show me the insides of myself. That's an enemy to what heaven has spoken. And let's unpack there. Let's deal with those things so that I'm not a hindrance to anybody else or my own self. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. And I honestly rather stand in agreement with God than be tossed like a ship without a sail, to and fro, with an oscillant mind going back and forth between what I think and what I think I know. Oh, my goodness. Did y'all just hear what I said? Hold on, because that hit me. My goodness. I'm going back and forth in between what I think and what I think I know, instead of being rooted, grounded, anchored in God. God, I want you to stabilize me. God, you are my anchor. So whenever the winds and the waves are coming, I know the one that can shut the waves up. Hush up in my life, too much noise. We spoke about that the last episode, too much noise. But no, I want to be anchored. I want to be in partnership. So when the enemy comes in like a flood, they go to that standard. The standard is being raised. The standard is being lifted. Why? Because I'm in partnership with the Holy Spirit. And nope, this doesn't look like anything that it was supposed to look like. So right now I'm going to stand with him. And whatever my partners say, hey, for y'all that play spades, y'all know we don't say partner, we say partner. Whatever my partners say goes. I'm not reneging. I'm not finna cut my partner. Ooh, that's good. I'm not finna cut my partner. Nope. Because we about to win this book. We about to win this book because I already sat there and made a deal. Not even making a deal, but I partnered with my partner. We in partnership. Mm-mm. I'm not reneging. I'm not cutting my partner, baby, because we about to win this. I come from victory. He's calling me into victory. I'm already victorious. Matter of fact, I'm more than a conqueror. And guess what? Because I've partnered with the Holy Spirit, I will have good fruit and much of it. Why? Because I'm allowing him to prune me as well. How will you know if you're partnering with God in this season and moving forward? You will produce good fruit. People will know that the Holy Spirit has been with you. Why? Because a tree is known by the fruit that it bears. I want to read something to y'all, and then we're done. Exodus 33:15-23. Then Moses said, "If you don't personally go with us, don't make us leave this place. How will I know? How will anyone know, that you look favorably upon me and on your people if you don't go with us? For your presence among us sets your people and me apart from all the other people in the earth." And that's the word of the Lord right there. How will people know that the Holy Spirit is with you? They're going to be able to check that basket, check that fruit, and it's going to be good fruit. Good fruit. And it's going to be plenty of it. Plenty of it. And the people that you are surrounded by will be able to eat good because of your partnership. So don't just even think of it as an individual affair. Everything attached to me wins. Come on, Ja'Kalen Carr. Everything attached to me wins. Why? Because of this decision that I made to be partnered with the Holy Spirit. And that's that on that. And that's the word, partnership. All right, y'all. Hey, all that was good. And we thank God for partnership. I pray over everyone listening and that will listen again and again and again, that going into this next season of your life, you make that decision to be partnered with the Holy Spirit. Happy healing, happy restoration, and I will see you guys in the next episode.